Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, we're looking at Bible words and what do they mean. And we have thought on some previous episodes, we've thought about what does the word salvation mean and what does the word sin mean. Well, here's a good word, a word that is a really happy word, and it's the word forgiveness. You know, if you fall out with someone, if you have a dispute with them, there's nothing better than when you can put things right and be reconciled. The Bible says in Psalm 32, happy is the man whose sins are forgiven. You know, it's a wonderful thing to know your sins forgiven, to know peace. Maybe you have a dispute with someone and you don't get on with them anymore and you feel the worse for it. You would love to have their friendship again. You'd love to sort the matter out. You'd love to know reconciliation. Well, that is possible. This recording is not essentially just about how to sort out disputes between human beings, but it's essentially about how to sort out the dispute between us and God. Now, you may not think you're in dispute with God. You may say to yourself, well, I don't have anything to do with God. I don't believe in God. I have no issues with God, etc., etc. Well, the Bible makes it very clear that we all have an issue with God, whether we face it or not. The Bible says that God is the creator and he made us responsible moral beings and that he placed Adam and Eve in the garden. And you say, well, that's crazy. I don't believe that stuff. Well, you have a look at Origins, and I know that science would try and explain away the belief that there was one man and one woman, and yet research has discovered, surprisingly enough, that we came from two sets of DNA, one man and one woman. You go and look at information from NASA on that front, and you'll find that that's the conclusion they've come to. Now, the Bible said that long ago. We were created by God. We are responsible to God. God gave to Moses a set of rules, the Ten Commandments. They actually reflected what was in our conscience already. So we have a conscience. That means to know ourselves, the word conscience. We have an awareness of right and wrong, an awareness of justice, an awareness of failings and shortcomings. And the truth is this. We find written in the book of Romans, let me just turn to that passage in the Bible, the book of Romans in chapter 3, it talks about the fact that God gave his word to Moses, the law, and he gave it that every mouth may be stopped and all the world may become guilty before God. So God gave his word so that we might be proven to be guilty. And that's not because God's awkward or difficult, it's because man will not accept his guilt. Man probably is in agreement that there is evil and wickedness in the world, but actually the origin of that evil and wickedness, man is in great dispute as to how that happened. Well, the Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Bible says, by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. But, you know, God is able to forgive us. And the reason he can do that is he sent his son, Jesus Christ, into this world. He sent him into the world, the Bible says, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him, the world, we might be saved. So he came into the world so that we might have forgiveness. Now, forgiveness is a quality of God. You know, it says in Psalm 130 that God is a God who loves to forgive. It says in Psalm 130, there is forgiveness with thee, that thou mayest be feared. I wait for the Lord, my soul doth wait, and in his word do I hope. In other words, the psalmist is writing and saying that he's prepared to trust God because men change their minds, men vary and they differ and they don't always stick to what they've said, but God actually is to be trusted. Forgiveness is a characteristic of God, but God wants us to know his forgiveness. The Bible talks about Jesus dying and paying the price for sin so that we might have forgiveness. And then God brought him back from the dead, which is miraculous, amazing. It's unbelievable if it's not true, but God brought his son back from the dead. And through Jesus, through this man, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins. Now, forgiveness is a wonderful thing. It's to have a clear conscience. It's to be free from trouble. It's to put wrongs right. It's to own up and admit to wrong and to accept forgiveness when it's offered. And God offers to all of us forgiveness. And that's because Jesus dealt with our sin on the cross so that we might be given forgiveness if we're prepared to confess our sin and we're prepared to trust him. I do trust that you might come to enjoy the wonderful value of that word from the Bible, forgiveness, and to enjoy its blessing in your life. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.